Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's May the 3rd, 2012. This is my audio blog. Very much enjoyed Armani Blog's Day in the Life boo. Making me think about what day in my life. So it seems to me that Paul, you've got a very glamorous lifestyle and something that I aspire to. But yes, I have a bit of introspection, have a look at what my day looks like, and then describe it in percentage terms. I think I'll learn a lot from doing that. If I got a notepad and just wrote down every hour what I'm doing, what I've done in the last hour, just see how little of my time I spend with my children or talking to my wife, and how much time I spend working and wasting my life with other things. So yes, it's going to be interesting to look into that. I also wanted to talk about what Sarah was saying. I found it really, really good listening to Sarah's boo about the migration from Mobile Me to iCloud. And it's really good. Really good listening to that, because it's good to know that I'm not alone. I did do a couple of boos, I think, a while back, towards the beginning of this year, about moving to iCloud from Mobile Me, because in our house we also have some Macs that are not the latest models. I mean, none of them are the very latest models, but we've got a couple of on Core Duo processors, and they're not compatible with Lion, so therefore they're not supported on iCloud. And it's just ironic, because the Macs that we have got that have got Core 2 Duos, the ones that can run Lion, I'm not so interested in running iCloud on those, because I'm using those more for non-personal use. That makes sense. But anyway, yes, we faced the impending closure of Mobile Me, so I did a bit of research and found out that yes, there are ways that you can get various bits of iCloud to work with Macs that are not running Lion. So you can just type in a slightly different address in the mail configuration, and get your email working with the new iCloud service. So that it can be made to work. I think there's a similar one for iCloud. Just need an iCloud one, iCal. You can put in a slightly different address for iCal, and that will synchronise still across your computer and your iOS devices. The one that doesn't work, I don't think, is Contacts. You can't synchronise your address book on Snow Leopard or Leopard or whatever with iCloud, but you can still synchronise those using iTunes, so it's not the end of the world. Possibly, if it is the end of the world, then stop using iCloud or Apple for this and move to one of the other ones, like Google. So there are other options there. So I think the main thing really I wanted to say to you, sir, is don't panic. You're not alone. A lot of things will still keep working, or can be tweaked to make them work with the new iCloud service. There are going to be other options. There will be, I'm sure there'll be companies that will be clambering to take Mobile Me hosted websites that were authored using iWeb and host those on their own services. You can publish an iWeb website to other hosting services. Maybe the one that's providing your domain names will also provide you with some free hosting. I still need to move, I think, one of my pages is still on MobileMe, so I need to move that over. So thank you for the reminder about doing that. But yeah, most of the stuff that I've got hosted elsewhere, not on MobileMe, because I just found it too expensive. Or iTools, whatever it was called at the time. The bandwidth costs were horrendous compared to competitors. But yeah, so don't do anything yet except for don't worry. I'm sure there'll be some other people on here in the audiobook community who will give you some more opinions and thoughts and support and tips, because I know at least Acrobat's got a slightly elderly MacBook Pro. I'm sure there are other people that will have opinions on this, so yes, look forward to what everyone else has to say, and thank you very much, Sarah, for raising this subject. I think it's an interesting subject, or I find it interesting anyway. So cool. Thank you very much. Take care, everyone. I'll speak to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.